We're on the telephone this morning with Joe Herdlicka, Executive Director of the Iowa Biotechnology Association, known as Iowa Bio. And Joe, wanted to visit with you about your Partnering for Growth Showcase and Forum, which is coming up in March. And let's talk about this year's event and what you have planned. Now, we're really talking about two different things here, right?
Well, we look at it that way to a degree, Ken, from the standpoint that, you know, we host the Biotech Innovation Showcase that we introduced a few years back, and that's been so well received. It's really grown beyond what we ever imagined. And, you know, then we have our the keynotes and the panel discussions. So, you know, if you're looking for the opportunity to network with folks who are involved in the latest trends of biotechnology, particularly the ag tech space, this is that type of an event. Or, you know, if you're looking to hear what the thought leaders, the latest and greatest, if you will, as far as trends in the biotech industry, what they have to say, this is a great opportunity for you to hear what those folks are saying. I mean, you and I know Jeff Breuing, you know, chairman of Poet, for example. Yeah, he's one of our keynotes. You know, it's that caliber of person who'll be speaking. And, you know, there's a lot of interest, certainly, in the Iowa market to hear what these folks have to say about what's happening in the industry.
Yeah, and tell me again who you target with these meetings.
We're looking for people who want to do business or make investments or, you know, have partnerships or collaboration with people in both. I don't want to forget our friends in the med tech space. We have a number of companies presenting from that arena, but your listeners are more inclined toward the ag technology, of course. But so if you're an investor looking to do collaboration or business opportunities, if you're in the world of academia and you're working in this particular area, or you're with a biotech company and you're looking to learn what's new and latest and greatest as far as technology, or you're from a biotech company and you're wanting to learn what some of the leaders in the industry are saying, you know, those are some of the people we're looking to target, Ken.
I know you talk a lot about the fact that, you know, Iowa is a leader in ethanol with 43 biorefineries and in biodiesel with 12 biodiesel refineries. And talk about that part of it and how that is part of this whole forum that you hold.
The really neat thing about that, Ken, is we are leaders in that space, and we do have a company. We always seem to have companies who are involved in the renewable products industry, as we do again this year. But boy, you look at the roster of companies presenting this year: microbial inoculants, pollination, sensory applications for nutrients and other ag-related applications. I can go on and on, and there are a lot of these companies are from Iowa, which is very exciting. But a number of these companies are from outside of the state, and it gives us a chance to highlight what a great ecosystem we have here to those companies. And the goal has always been, if we could maybe attract some of those companies here to locate or have a facility, maybe that would be a win as well. We almost had that happen last year with one of our participating companies. They actually looked at Ames as a location for their headquarters. We didn't win that, but, you know, it's good to have that kind of activity through this event.
Okay, so if somebody's wanting to attend, what do they do, Joe?
It's really easy. Go to our the best way to learn you know, whatever you need to know about this event is to go to our website at iowabio.org. And the lower center of the page has a link to everything you need to know about the event. It's March 20th and 21st at the FFA Enrichment Center on the DMAC campus. It's, you know, anyone like we said, you know, who's particularly in that ag technology industry looking to see what's new and current and maybe what some of the leaders of this industry are saying, it's a great opportunity for you to come and hear about those sorts of things and make some great networking connections.
Okay, I also wanted to ask you about a notice I received just this morning that the National Biotechnology, or I guess International Biotechnology Innovation Organization, has selected Des Moines to be the location of its 2019 Bio World Congress on Industrial Biotechnology. That'll be in July of 2019. And sounds like this is a pretty big deal for Iowa.
It really is, Ken. This is a project of 3 to 4 years in the making. I don't know how familiar you are with attracting conventions or large events to site locations, but sometimes you have to take a few swings at the pinata before you're successful, and this was definitely the case. As you and I have talked about many times, because of our innovation here in bioprocessing, because of the feedstock leadership we have here, from a supply standpoint, and, also, quite frankly, because of Iowa State University's leadership in this space, we've made the case that Iowa should hold this event. There's a lot to offer from a content perspective here. And that converging with the excellent growth in our convention and hotel facilities in downtown Des Moines really made for the perfect synergy for us to be successful in attracting this event to Iowa. And, this is big for Iowa, as you mentioned, because if you are in this space and you're looking to connect with other collaborators, other companies who are in this space through a co-location or collaboration type standpoint, this is your opportunity to have that kind of a showcase. Because of the international scope of this event, and I think certainly people are going to be talking about the World Congress more and more as it gets closer, it will become clear not only to those folks who are in this bioprocessing industry space how important this event is, but I think folks who understand how important added value agriculture is to Iowa, they're going to see this as a very key event, and it's a great opportunity for Iowa to showcase itself.